Welcome. It is November the 27th, and we are live. BYTV Media, Shea Renee and friends, we are so happy that you guys have tuned in. It's November the 27th. We've just celebrated Thanksgiving. I've just celebrated all the babies and grown men and my lineage. I've just celebrated their birthdays, both of my boys and my grandbabies. And so, so everybody's birthday's done. Christmas is around the corner. We never really did Christmas. We would do after Christmas. So I think I'll probably keep it the same. No need to change tradition, you know, throw people off and stuff. So come to good sales January and February, I'll send a package. Okay. So let me introduce the ladies. It's going to be me and Sister Estherine tonight. She's out. You know, it's the holidays, so you got family in and everything like that and stuff. And I am still, like, recuperating from the holiday. But anyway, here is Sister Estherine. Sister Estherine, hello. How are you today? You're looking marvelous.
Well, thank you, Shay, and blessings. Most children of the Most High, I am so happy to be here as always. And I think I give the same spiel every time. But I'm going to do Coochie's part tonight. Phone number for you to call in and you to ask questions and give comments and talk to us, damn it. And so the number is 917-889-8224. You got that? Repeat it. Write it down. Get a pen. Get some paper. That's how I remember numbers. I can't remember numbers like I used to. I had to write them down now. Okay. Got a whole notebook. I got about 10 notebooks of phone numbers. It's okay. The phone number is 917-889-8224. Call us up. Now I'm done. Is that what I'm supposed to do? That's it.
Oh, great job. Great job, sister. You did a marvelous job. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
All right. You throw me off every time.
How I throw you off?
Never mind. Okay, tonight, we're getting ready for the holidays. And so we're going to talk about some hot headline news, too. But we're going to talk about, every year we do this. We talk about favorite things that we like to do during the holiday season. Make sure you go to the website and you can order the book. I have two ebooks available from the Lifeline series. It'll be a great stocking stuffer. You can go to the website, click on the link. It takes you directly to your purchase. You can do that. They're on sale throughout the holiday season. And so you can order your copy today and get that and give it away. Give it away, guys. It's some great information. We're talking about relationships, and I'm going to give some relationship advice before the show is over with. I'm sure sisters doesn't mind giving some relationship advice, being married for so long. And but it's a great tool for you to enhance your life. You know, I'm a life coach, and so whatever I do, it's about livening up what you already have. Because, you know, a lot of times we always think that the grass is greener, you know, and sometimes the grass is fake, okay? And sometimes the grass is what it is. But we can't always think that the grass is greener, especially when you have people like me and several other people that are putting tools out there that can help you maximize your relationships and maximize your health and different things like that. And so we have an ebook out there, Sex and Relationships, Volume 1, Maximizing Your Experiences on Barnes & Noble. We also have the Issues of Life, the Heart, because we all know that the issues of life flow from the heart, okay? And so you can go to the website. It is on the show page. Click on the link. Order those books. They're on sale now throughout the Christmas holiday. Get you a copy. Get other people a copy while it's on sale, okay? Because it's less than $20. And, you know, we throw away $20 at the drive-thru for one person in one order, okay? This is something that's going to enhance your life and maximize your life, okay? And so this is worth the dollar that you spend, okay? Because it's not going to be a waste, okay? You read this book. You've already heard the review show. Changing lives. It's always changed lives. You just have to apply the principles and you have to open up your mind to new things. I was taught, you know, we're all raised a certain way. I want to address this too, sister, because I'm sure you can probably relate. We're all raised a certain way. But when we become an adult, we have to question some of those beliefs, you know, that we were raised with. And so we all go through that, questioning different things. I questioned a lot of things. And so, you know, but I've had to learn for myself what is good for me and my life. And that's what I coach to people, is that you have to do what is good for your life. Make that divine connection and find out what plan and the purpose and direction for your life and follow your heart on that thing. Okay, follow your gut feeling. All right, because sometimes the heart can be the most deceitful tool that we have. All right, but get that book, okay? Because it talks about the heart. And you need to know about the heart, okay? You need to know about the heart. So get that book. Order it. It's Christmas. Hey, it's the season of giving. So click on the website. Click on the link. Order your copy. Okay, guys, hopefully you can hear me. Got disconnected. I am live. I guess this is what happens while you're doing a live show. You get disconnected. But anyway, the show must go on. So so make sure I kind of lost my thought since I had to get back on the air and fix the problem because we lost our signal. Let's go into some news, sister. Okay, that kind of threw me out.
Go with it. Okay, babe. I'm following you now. You follow you. You lead and I follow you.
Oh, Lord. If it was that easy, sister. If it was that easy, the world would be a great place. You know, I saw something and it said, what would you, if the world all acted, if the world was all like you, what would the world be? Like, you know, and I'm just like, wow, if the world was all like me, the world would be a loving, happy, love to laugh, full of life, living, going to live life to the maximum, not afraid of anything, you know, and do right and giving and loving, you know, and kind. And I'm just like, and then I saw another one and it said, if you could get rid of anything on the anything in the world, what would you get rid of? I was like, I said, dumbass people. That's what I would get rid of, the dumbass people. The dumbass people that make life complicated, you know? That's what I would get rid of. Because life is not complicated. We are complicated as individuals, as people. And it's funny to me. Sister, you can tell me about this. Because, see, you're older than me, so you can tell me if I'm thinking properly. But the funny thing is that people try to figure you out and the human anatomy and the human body is so complex. I mean, it's just like a computer. And I had referred to this the other day about that one day someone realized that humanity, the human, was like a computer and began to program it. And that's literally what we are. We are literally computers. And the bigger the hard drive, which that means it detects your intellect, that's where you get your geniuses from and different things like that. And so the larger the hard drive, the more information you can retain. And so, and it's like all, when it comes to the mind, all mind has the capability of being on genius level. It just depends on if you're going to use your mind. But we all have genius potential to tap into. It's just all about using, you know, you have a right side and you have a left side of your brain and you have to use it. And so this is what the book, this is what my book goes into, because it deals with the heart, because the brain and the heart are the most important functioning organs that we have. I mean, the heart does the majority of what works in the body. You know, it makes the blood go throughout the body and transports it, cleans it, and everything else. The brain makes the body function and move. We're literally like robotic, you know. God made human robots, you know, and maybe that's why he gave mankind the ideal to create a computerized robot, because we're making the computer more like a human, just like God. But he said we were created in his image, so, you know. And we've created a somewhat like human, just like he created us. But it's not actually human, it's robotic. But anyway, and so I've realized that. So with the background in sociology, and I always bring this to y'all's attention, is that having a background in sociology, you're always thinking about social patterns, social behaviors, you know, and repetitive things. And it creates the hypothesis and the theories that all sociologists have come up with for years, you know, but it helps society function better. And so I find that when I deal with different topics and different issues and different subjects and stuff like that, I find that I'll delve deep into it. But like I said, is that the body is like a actual computer. So the more information that you take in, the more research you want to do about, you know, whatever you've taken in. And that was something that came to me in my meditation. And I was like, well, I wonder, is that another book, you know? To go into, because, you know, I've overcome a lot of things because of the mental aspect and stuff. And I tell you that a lot of times that's why Alzheimer's is at an all-time high, I believe, because we don't actually give our brain the opportunity to relax and rest and reboot like a computer. Our brains are the hard drive, and it does the same thing as a computer does. Once the hard drive gets full of information, it begins to break down, not function like it used to, become slow, and different things like that. And so meditation is more like a reboot. And so it gets everything rebooted and back to its original state. I was going to talk about news, but anyway, I got onto that. I guess I was supposed to get up.
Baby, I was just listening to you. You ain't did anything wrong, though. I like what you were saying, though. Just I think Sweetie is like a computer. Because I think my hard drive getting a little wore out. Because I used to remember stuff that I can't remember. And then I could go into my computer. And I think I saved something, but I can't find it. So, yeah, you're right. We just like a computer.
Well, sister, now the way you just said that, you just say things in such a profound way. So I got this. Okay, so you didn't open it up even more now. Okay, because you said you just like your computer at home. Just like when you can't find a file, it's like you can't remember something. So you done open it up even more. I go into my computer and I can't find files because I've had to reboot it or clean it up, and it's removed some things for the memory part of it. You understand me? Sister, you're a genius.
What did I say? Well, girl, you know the Lord always be talking to me. I guess the Lord revealed that to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to re-listen to this show because this might be another book, honey. This might be another book. Okay, so visit the website bytvlive.com and order your copy of the Lifeline series. See, this is why I called it the Lifeline series, because it's opening up. Opening up mysteries that may not even been revealed yet, but hey, they are being released now. So get on the Lifeline series. Get your copy. Stuff some stockings. It's holiday season. Get on the road to the promised land, okay? All right. Let's see. In news. We're going to go to news now. All right. In news. You know, Trump done gas folks, and he promoted a woman that says she go to a public hanging, and it's crazy, as usual. Oh, and media outlets are fake, and we are not fake. I am a media outlet. BYT Media brings you the verdict. We are not fake. I ain't never been fake a day in my life. I don't even know what fake is. I'm allergic to it. It ain't in my DNA. It ain't in my genetic makeup. It ain't in my structure. We bring you the verdict. And whenever we bring you the verdict, we have discussed something. We have been unbiased. And we bring you the verdict because of the evidence that has said no or yes. And that's how we report on BYTV Media, bringing you the verdict. So we are not fake media. This is one media outlet you can trust, because we stand on truth, because we know truth makes you free. Okay, so that's why we talking about relationships. Oh, and so, anyway, but dealing with, you know, we were just talking about social behavior system, and I was talking about sociology, and, you know, with everything that I'm seeing on the media and everything, you know, even with the social behavioral patterns that are even happening within the U.S., with the shootings, mass shootings, and different things like that, it all relates to, I believe, leadership, because leadership sets a tone. It's just a tone. Let me tell you, the thing that we have to realize is that leadership, who you decide that you're going to follow. See, we're more than just a body. You know, there is an energy that we have about ourselves, a spirit that we have about ourselves. We're all spirits. And whatever energy that we have, and I'll call it energy, so whatever energy that we have, that energy, when put in a position of power, attracts all these energies that are free flowing throughout the universe. And all those energies are saying, okay, this is the person in power, and they have released us to dwell upon the earth, because energy is going to latch to energy. And if we look at it in the scripture terms, and sister, you want to tell about the scripture term?
It says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the spirits and powers in high places.
Exactly. Thank you, sister. And so those powers in high places Okay, this is why God tells us that he is God of gods, lower gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. He tells you he's God of all of that. Like, you can have this title, but I still reign supreme over your title. And so, and that's the same thing that's going on in the universe, okay? And so, in the heavens, it's the same thing, okay? And so you have all these little things, because even the Bible, the scripture tells us is that the devil walked to and fro among the earth, seeking who he may devour. So it lets us know there are things out there in the universe wandering around, waiting for something on earth to let them devour, destroy them. So that's why leadership is so important. It sets a tone on what is released upon the earth from the universe. And so this is why I have a problem with what's going on. And this is what I see when it comes to social behavior and patterns. I mean, it's a constant fear, constant allegations, sexual assaults, and different things like that. It's a lot of things, mass shootings, racism, you name it. Everything has been released. Because of the energy of leadership. And it's been released upon the earth. And this is why we have to understand leadership. And it's not just the gift to gab, guys. Because people can talk a good game. But what does that energy say? That says, I'm going to release this upon the earth to dwell among us. And loved ones and our children, and I'm going to release this to dwell among the earth. But you need to also, as a leader, have wisdom and some discipline to deal with a nation in this case. Now, I'm talking about to deal with a nation in this case, because I was talking about the president and everything and what he was doing. And so you have to deal with, when you have to deal with a nation, you have to have wisdom and you have to have discipline. This guy does not have any discipline at all. No discipline. Nor does he have wisdom, because he wants to rape forest, national forest, wildlife forest. They say he wants to rank them for wildfires and something else. Oh, what else did he want to do that was, they should have raked the leaves or something for the forest fires not to have started. And anyway, it was retarded to me. So that's my spiel on leadership. Politics. Now let's go on to something else. Yeah, let's go on to something else, because that man be scared me, honey. He be talking about wars and going to fight people, and he got the finger to push the button to blow us all up. God, I knew Armageddon was coming. I just didn't know I was going to be here to see it. You know, I thought I was going to be in heaven with the Lord sitting by him, watching down why it blew up and stuff, but he left me here. Why you do that, Shay? Sister, we're going to pray that Armageddon ain't going to happen and he ain't going to push the button, okay? And then you going to get your dream, okay, that you're not going to be here for Armageddon, all right?
Thank you, baby. That touched just the heart right there. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome, sister. I got you. Just like you got me, I got you.
Thank you, baby.
All right, so on to some let's see, where we gonna hit now? Okay, we gonna hit. Let me tell you something. When it comes to leadership also, I want to add this to this, and then I'm going to go on to another topic. When it comes to leadership, to get people to follow you, you have to make them feel like there is some ownership within what it, the vision. And people are more apt to do an effective job, a good job, when they feel like it is a part of them that's doing what they're doing. See, a lot of times, even with these corporations, you have these big corporations, and unless you make your employees feel like they're not just coming to work to make you money, but they're coming to work to make both money, then you're going to have turnover constantly. Constantly. Corporations have to realize is that the employee is what keeps you able to get that money from that consumer. And the consumer keeps you in business. So when we realize that, because we have a problem with the minimum wage, why do we have a problem with paying employees more for investing in your dream? Corporate boss, this was your dream. How can you not pay people who come and support your vision reasonable, livable salaries, having turnovers, when customers will come to your store more if they relate and know the employee that's there, either checking them out or serving them, helping them, pulling up carts? They get to know people. Banks, retail, anything, corporate, your customers get to know those employees. And once you develop a relationship and a familiarity with people, you support that thing. Because you feel that thing, you feel that employee, your employee will keep a customer coming to you. Why do we have a problem with minimum wage and raising it to a livable salary? That doesn't make any sense to me. But until you understand leadership and how to thrive, your vision, your business, whatever it is, you will thrive once you learn leadership skills and qualities. Because a lot of times ego gets into the room leadership. And then ego allows you to forget who makes your vision possible. But that's why I write books. And you can visit the website and you can click on the link and you can order you a copy and get your own copy for this holiday season. It could be a stocking stuffer. It's right there on your phone. We keep our phones with us all the time. We're addicted to our phones. Why not read something that's going to make you better, make your vision bigger, make your people loyal to your vision, and cause you to thrive in life? A small investment for that. So visit the website, order your copy today. Okay, so I want to ask that.
Baby, you on a roll tonight. What you do?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, you got something for me?
Shh. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
It was a question that came to me. And it says, or why do you think leadership is important? You know, and you know, people said, well, we don't need a leader. We don't need anybody to lead anything. You know, we don't need one. Like, you know, Malcolm X, King, all them that were leaders for the African-American community. You know, the Pope is for Europe, you know. So they all have their own little leaders that they look to, you know. And I say you do need leaders for the simple reason God calls us sheep. Sheep is one of the dumbest creatures in the animal kingdom. Sheep need a shepherd to lead them to the pasture. That means to lead them to where the green grass is, okay, where the food is. So I think that you need a leader because we are sheep. We're just going to flock together. If you pay attention, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. We behave just like sheep. We flock together in an area, and we will stay in the area until a shepherd rises up and leads us to another area. I swear.
Baby, now you want something right now. Here, $5. That's an offering. You own it tonight, girl. I need some more cash. I'm going to stop at ATM. I got to put out some more cash. You put it tonight. You put it, girl. You saved it up on the platter.
Coming out of me, society. I didn't even mean to touch on it. I meant to go into relationships. But anyway, okay. We just go let it do what it do, okay? These make the best shows when you don't have them planned. Yeah, well, we had them planned. You know, I had things that we were going to talk about. But when you don't have it, like, planned, or you just go with the flow. You know, you have the plan, but you just kind of go with the flow. You don't let the plan interfere with the flow of what you want. That's a good show. When you have a plan, but you don't let the flow, and you serve it up on a platter.
Just lay that up on a platter. Just about what you said.
It's really. I'm just serving dishes up everywhere.
You know we. I'm just going over here to Chef Mama. I'm trying out today.
Oh, that ain't one day.
Yeah, did it with me.
I'm gonna go back and listen to it.
Thank you. You got me.
Well, what's up? Okay. All right. Go to the website, bytvlive.com. Order your book today, okay? We've got two out there available. One's in print. God, I'm still working on the cover. I've been moving, and you name it. I've been working on the election, midterm elections, working long hours. And so please, please forgive me that the print copy is not available because hold up is the cover. I'm going to get to it, I promise you, so the print copy can be available. But the ebook is available. And I, as I said earlier, is that we are addicted to our cell phones. And so the ebook would be perfect. Okay, if you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're waiting for your doctor's appointment, you can catch up on reading. If you're in a line waiting to order some food, you can read and catch up on reading. People, we've made it available. The world has made it available for you to have no excuse when it comes to reading. You can get it on your phone, guys. So click the link to the website. Visit the website or the book. Stalk some of your friends, your family members. Stock them with those. Get them a Kindle. Get it on that. Get them an iPad. Get it on that, okay? Whatever. Give them a gift certificate for the book, okay? Just download it. But whatever, you can give gifts too. So you can give it as a gift. So do that. Order that book. Prove your life. Okay, I tell people this all the time when I'm giving relationship advice, and I'm in the show on this, is that when a man has found himself, and that has to be his own decision, until then, all the women in the world will never satisfy him. Because when you find yourself, you have a love for yourself. That means you value yourself. And we all know how it feels to have loved someone at some point in our lives. We all know how it feels to love someone. And I tell people when they ask me, well, what does it mean to love yourself when you say love yourself? I tell them that to love yourself is love yourself like you would love somebody that was in your life, like you would love a partner, especially if you're a giving type person. I date myself. I spoil myself. I love myself. I treat myself. I cook great meals for myself. Yeah, I mean, I'll give myself a bubble bath out this world, honey. Okay? I'll relax myself. I'll take myself to go get a massage. I'll take myself to go get my nails done. Whatever make me feel good, I do it for me. I love me just like I love somebody if they were in my life. So if I would spoil somebody who was in my life, then he being in love with me would allow me to spoil me. That's what we have to remember. Because until you find yourself, and that means really loving yourself, dating yourself, and in love with yourself, flaws and all, ugliness, cuteness, sadness, earnest, whatever it is, fall and turn yourself on. I tell people all the time, I turn myself on. And that's the way you have to be. I tell people all the time, you can turn yourself on. How are you going to turn somebody else on? If you don't love yourself, how you expect somebody else to love you? If you don't like you, how you expect anybody else to like you? If you criticizing you, what would stop anybody else from criticizing you? And so the thing we do to ourselves is what we receive. A lot of times it's just man-made mess, okay? A lot of times we ain't doing it to ourselves. A lot of times it's just BS happening, okay? Let's get it straight, okay? And so, but that's how you love yourself. And so, they give a bad word on being spoiled. I done heard people say, oh, well, she's spoiled. And I was like, spoiled isn't a bad word. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've made it a bad word. You know, spoiled is getting what you deserve. And the thing is that because we don't love ourselves, we haven't even come into the realization what we actually have promised to get and have while we live upon the earth. And that's to live life that more abundantly. So if I've been, you know, if I'm in a mindset and I believe it, it's a mindset and I believe it's a thought process and it's a big thought process, you know, but you've got to have that divine connection to even have that process, that thought process. You cannot be a spirit dwelling upon the earth without having a spirit connection. You should be sure the right spirit, because there's powers in high places, but then there's the God of all God, the power of all power, connected. It just all depends on what we're connected. So, anyway, but being spoiled is getting what you deserve and getting what you've been promised to get. And God is a loving father. And I don't know if you know about loving fathers. I saw where I had a memory on social media on Facebook, and it said, you know, because every year we would do what we were thankful for, and we would go around the room to say what we were thankful for, and you'd all end up emotional. We'd all cry and everything, you know, to say what we were thankful for, you know, what God had blessed us with and made possible in our lives. And just, you know, we all know we're not worthy of anything. I mean, you know, we're not worthy of it. But he found us that way. He's blessed us. And so we would go around the room and say what we were thankful for, you know, whether it was family, children, spouse. And we would say what we were thankful for. And see, God is a loving father. And even for those who didn't have a loving father, and I said that because the joke was, or the funny thing, the throwback on my social media was that I said, I'm thankful that I had a dad that spoiled me and made it hard for all these other men that don't spoil me. And so it was funny, you know, and I was cracking jokes, you know, because that's the week before, and I wasn't for that, you know, and this, and don't get me wrong, because we have our own version, our own ideal of what spiritual means, you know, and so, oh, you got to have this to do this, you got to do this, and you got to have, you know, and people take it all extreme, you know, everybody going to find something that you say. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So anyway, but what I'm saying is that spoiling can be done on several levels. And if you get my book and if you follow the Lifeline series, I get you these things because there's certain ways that people show you how they love you. It's called love language. You have to know that. And so it may not be nothing that I mentioned that I do for myself, that someone else can come into my life and I consider that fully me, but it may not be exactly what I do for me. Relationships are a beautiful thing. We all complicated. So anyway, and it's not being spoiled, actually it's being obedient, you know, and we can look at Proverbs too. And Proverbs talks about the wise child and the foolish child. And anytime that a child is wise, that means a child is obedient. And when a child is foolish, that means a child is disobedient. And so when you look at a person and you think, oh, they have it so easy. Oh, they're spoiled. Oh, they've been given everything. They don't work for nothing. Before you say that, the child might be an obedient child. And when you're an obedient child, if you get Proverbs, please read it yourself about the wise and the foolish son. When you're a wise child, that means obedient. Your Father in heaven doesn't mind blessing you with things. They mind opening up doors for you. They mind doing things for you because you're an obedient child. If he told you to do something, you went and did it, whether you wanted to or not, whether you liked it or not. And then there's some that are just disobedient and ain't even hearing him, and ain't even giving them time a day to hear him. But you mad at the one that is giving them time to hear him. No, that's what happens in Proverbs. Father, the mother has no problem blessing a child that obeys, but it brings them grief when a child disobeys. I didn't write this proverb. They live 9 times out of 10, they have a divine spiritual connection. They're obedient, not disobedient. They're doing right. They're doing right within the earth. they're planting good seed in good soil. And they are being rewarded for it. So that's some relationship. Anyway, make sure you visit the website, YTV Media. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not the website. That's the show. YTV Live, because we're live every Tuesday night. .com. BYTVLive.com. Click on the link. Or your Christmas gifts now is on sale throughout the holiday season. Make sure you get your stock of stuffers. Okay? And so until next time, if nobody's told you that they love you, we're telling you that we love you.
We love you, baby girl. You preached. Okay? I'm going to stop at ATM. Okay? And I'm going to eat some more because you preached a message. And I'm going to be. I think I'm up. Well, I ain't going to give you my tag because you did feed me, though. I'm going to sow in good ground, just you see, honey. I'm going to sow in ground. Well, I just was. I wasn't even in the preaching message. I was just going with the flow. We had went by the plan. And say anything I was going to say because something else came over, but I said what I needed to say. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as long as you, what you say, then you just said what you said.
Baby, you done been hanging around with me too long because you know that's who I be talking about.
I'm talking about you, sister.
You know it.
Okay, guys. Let's get off of here. Okay, what we going to go out with? We're going to go out with some Lauryn Hill. Father, forgive them, Father. We're going to go out with some Lauryn Hill. All right, make sure you tune in. Go to the website. Order Christmas gifts. Here's Lauryn Hill. Forgive them, Father. Do you know, hey, we already went spiritual, honey. Let's go on and stay that way.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. I'll hold them again, we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. They go to the eye while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Yeah.